Heaven is watching. Stop worrying.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nos programmes offrent plusieurs langues. Veuillez visiter suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nuestros programas ofrecen varios idiomas. Visiten suprememastertv.com/schedule.
ਸਾਡੇ ਪ੍ਰੋਗਰਾਮ ਪੇਸ਼ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਨ ਅਨੇਕ ਭਾਸ਼ਾਵਾਂ। ਕਿਰਪਾ ਦੇਖੋ suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Because a black hole is hell. Yeah, and whoever make trouble, even a big star or big planet nearby, it will swallow it up if that planet doesn't have enough counter power, like enough merit, enough virtues, to counter the force of this monster that keeps eating everything possible nearby.
Please keep watching to find out more.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Today's episode will be presented in English with subtitles in Arabic Olasese, also known as Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Czech, English, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Russian, Spanish, Telugu, and Thai. Hola is hello in Spanish, one of the official languages of Puerto Rico. My name is Amanda. The tender-hearted Puerto Ricans wish gentle souls such as yourselves to flourish in all aspects of your lives. The Commonwealth of Puerto Rico is an island archipelago situated in the northeastern Caribbean, approximately 1,600 kilometers or 1,000 miles southeast of Miami, Florida. It consists of the main island of Puerto Rico, plus a few smaller islands such as Mona, Vieques, and Culebra, along with many other uninhabited islands, cays, and atolls. Its lush rainforest, El Leonque National Forest, has a very diverse ecosystem, hosting many unique plants and animals, including the famous coqui tree frog and the Puerto Rican parrot, both of which are endemic to the archipelago. While this tropical paradise is known for its dazzling white sandy beaches and relaxed lifestyle, music, and dance, like the famous salsa, also form a major part of its culture and have long been used to express the energy and vivacity of the Puerto Rican people. One of the traditional dances is called bomba, where the dancers are in charge of the drummer's beat. They decide the tempo and mood of the performance. It's all about inspiring people to dance, drummers to follow, and having a great time. It was a pleasure to introduce dynamic Puerto Rico to you, lucky viewers. We wish you to enjoy your lives to the fullest with love and happiness. For decades, Supreme Master Qinghai has illuminated our world with her divine teachings. A fully enlightened master, she imparts the Kuan Yin method of meditation to those desiring to immediately discover the God nature within, to achieve in one lifetime eternal liberation from the cycle of transmigration. The Kuan Yin method has been practiced by all enlightened masters, such as the worshipped world-honored one Shakyamuni Buddha, the worshipped Son of God, Jesus Christ, the venerated master and philosopher Confucius, the venerated Lord Krishna, the venerated master and philosopher Laozi, the venerated Lord Mahavira, the beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Sri Guru Nanak Dev Ji, and many more. Supreme Master Qinghai emphasizes that if we always remember God, render selfless service to others, and follow the laws of the universe, we will reach our highest potential as humans and truly understand our purpose on Earth. An extraordinary living example of compassion, she lovingly and regularly sent material and financial assistance
to refugees, the homeless,
natural disaster victims, and others needing relief. Supreme Master Qinghai respectfully thanks all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best. Supreme Master Qinghai receives love and recognition from various organizations, media, governments, individuals, and many awards, such as the 2006 Gucci Peace Prize, considered the Nobel Peace Prize of the East, the World Spiritual Leadership Award in 1994, the Mahavir Award in 2008, February 22nd and October 25th, both proclaimed as the Supreme Master Qinghai Day, an honorary citizen of the United States, etc., and has been honored throughout the years with numerous other awards and accolades for her outstanding philanthropic and humanitarian deeds. etc. We apologize for not being able to show many other awards and honors for lack of space and time. Supreme Master Qinghai respectfully thanks all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore.
We, the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best.
A true voice for our beautiful animal friends, Supreme Master Qinghai promotes the peaceful, loving plant-based diet and envisions with humanity's awakening to the sacredness of all life, a tranquil and glorious all-vegan world where animals and people live in respectful harmony. Her initiatives included alternative living flyer distribution, the International Vegan Restaurants, Loving Hut, vegan food companies, vegan fur products, Supreme Master Television, as well as writing and speaking to influential government and media leaders, participating in televised conferences on climate change, etc. Whether we are aware of it or not, her efforts have had an enormous influence on global awareness of the animal-friendly lifestyle and how this benevolent way can bring lasting peace among nations while saving our planet from climate change and disasters. Supreme Master Qinghai has traveled worldwide and held discourses with the public and her disciples on a variety of spiritual topics. In another conference on Thursday, April 15, 2021, our most beloved Supreme Master Qinghai spent precious time to share her love and wisdom, answering some questions that members had on various topics. Today, we are blessed to present the insightful conference entitled The Ten Commandments and Moses and the Ants, Part 1 of 13, On Between Master and Disciples, given in English on April 15, 2021.
Hey. Here comes a woman. Superwoman.
Yeah.
You have no idea. You have no idea what my desk look like. All over it says wires, you know. Wires. And instruments, telephone and stuff and all over. Yeah, I begin to believe that I'm really a superwoman.
You are.
You are.
Yeah, because my place is like a professional studio, and I did it all by myself.
Wow.
Can you believe that?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Amazing.
How are you guys?
We're doing good.
Thank you. Thank
you. Feel good?
How are you, Master?
I am, I don't have time to think how I am actually. Oh man, it's good. If I can sit here, meaning I'm okay, yeah?
Yes.
Actually, I have to learn a lot. I can't believe I learned so much at my age. My age, and still learning, yeah. A lot of stuff. Today I spent many hours preparing this, yeah?
Wow.
Okay?
Wow.
Thank you, Master.
Yeah, you're welcome. Not just today, the day before, and the day before. You know, I was just used to calling you and using the telephone, and it was, I thought I'm already super. Until they got me all this, okay? And whatever else you don't see here, I'll show it to you. I will take a photograph and show it to you. Yeah? You can see me, right?
Yes.
I look same old. Yes.
You look beautiful, Master.
This is the best you get already. Slowly, I will get more and more super, and then we'll be fine. Yeah, right now, it's okay as long as I can see you. It's more fun to see you face to face. You don't need to see me because you know me, huh? Mm. Just a little older, but nothing much different. Do you want a story or you want to ask something first? Do you have questions to ask, right? Yeah. Ask me. I'm your answering bank. Tell me.
Master, in recent news, there is some speculation of government contact with aliens or a galactic federation. Also, there have been increased reportings of UFOs. It seems maybe, are they wanting to tell us something? Does Master know what they want to tell us?
Oh, yeah, they've been telling us for ages already. They have been telling us since forever. I probably have written it. They told us it's nothing new, okay? They told us, don't destroy yourself. Don't destroy the planet. There were two groups. One is from Venus and one from Mars. Both say similar things, if I remember well. Let me see if I have noted it somewhere. I don't know if I can find it. It's a long time already. But it's similar like that. They don't talk a lot, okay? Just a very simple thing, like don't destroy yourself.
Yes.
Don't destroy life. That's what I said. That's what I remember. Very, very short. Don't destroy life, okay? That's what I said.
Yes, Master.
Oh, man, I can't believe I cannot find it. Be patient. We're at home, so it doesn't matter, right? You're not going anywhere, are you?
No, Master.
Me neither. No plane to catch, no train to miss. Oh, God, I can't believe that. Because I wrote so many things, many places, so. Okay, this is similar like that, okay, huh?
Yes,
I just want to see the exact word, but it's more or less like that. More or less like, don't destroy yourself, don't kill yourself. We are doing everything, killing ourselves. That's what they want to tell us, okay, huh?
Yes, Master.
And over again, that's what I said. But do we listen? No.
No, Master.
Yeah. Do we listen at all? You see, you have shown one program before, talking about one of the government high official in Canada. He has been telling us that the alien has been working with them. Yeah, officially even. And he just looked like one of the boy next door, okay? So if nobody else knows it, then nobody knows. Only the government knows.
Yes, Master.
Yes, Master.
That's what it is. That's what they keep telling us. Don't destroy yourself. Don't destroy your home, okay? That's why. Even some governments surely have been in contact with them, but they don't listen too much. Politics is complicated.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes.
Yes, Master.
Even one party agrees, the other party might not.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
And then there are some influences behind other parties as well.
Yes, Master.
Yeah. And even wives, husbands also influence the decisions in the political arena, okay, huh? Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
So their message was similar all the time here in, in the post-it little papers. I thought I noted it in my diary. That's why I couldn't find it. Here it is. Their message is like this. The first paper I wrote is, do not form zealous, negative, destructive, warlike energy around your world. And the second piece of paper that I noticed says, not zealously destroy world, peace world lives. I guess they mean don't blindly destroy your world. Must make peace in the world and don't destroy lives. You know, their messages are short. And the third paper is saying, not kill your worst lives. And the fourth piece of paper I have here is, not destroy your life. Okay, from the first to this fourth piece of paper, all from same planet Mars. And now, from Venus, first one, not destroy your world. The second message, not to kill beings. And the third message, not destroy your world's lives. That's it, from Mars and from Venus. The first four messages are from Mars, and the three later messages are from Venus. They have more, of course, but almost similar all the time. So I just noted down these are seven messages. Yeah, all right. Did I answer the complete question?
Yes, Master. Thank you, Master.
You're welcome.
Master, recently scientists have released polarized pictures of the M87 black hole showing its magnetic fields which look like golden stripes or rings. Dr. Andrew Chail, a member of the Event Horizon Telescope collaboration team, said, the newly published polarized images are key to understanding how the magnetic field allows the black hole to eat matter and launch powerful jets.
Mm-hmm.
Could Master tell us what is the meaning of these magnetic fields of the black hole?
Which one? The red one or the golden stripes?
The golden stripes.
The golden stripes are the new stuff. Well, not quite new, but they were only discovered recently. That is a stripe. Actually, it's more extra reinforced. This is the rescue road for the souls from hell.
Wow.
It's a rescue arena, a special magnetic field to rescue and to help those in hell, okay?
Wow. Mm.
Without that, nobody escapes. No, nothing can escape the black hole force, okay?
Mm.
Wow. Whatever goes in there, it just stays in there. So there has to be this balance ring, half of the ring or the stripe, halfway to counterbalance the force of the black hole, because the black hole is hell.
Yes.
Yeah, and whoever make trouble, even a big star or big planet nearby, it will swallow it up if that planet doesn't have enough counter power, like enough merit, enough virtues, yeah,
yes,
to counter the force of this monster that keeps eating everything possible nearby. You can see some of the video where the black hole eats the whole star, yeah?
Yes, Master.
And it looked like a noodle. It shreds it into noodle and suck it in. The force is so strong that it sucks the whole planet or that whole big star inside.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah, just like you are sucking some, I don't know, whatever substance, maybe pudding or something, yeah? It doesn't eat the straw like we do. Big mouth. That black hole has a big mouth. We have more than one black hole, that's the problem. Everywhere, standing by to, you know, suck in anything that has similar energy to the black hole. When beings inside a star or inside a planet have been doing so many things that are not very morally noble and just, then the energy of that star or that planet will grow more and more similar to the black hole energy. And then like will attract like, and then the black hole will claim it as its own. And nowadays, scientists are amazing. They can even capture some of these moments when the black hole is sucking in the whole star. This very scary thing, no need to talk about karma or the Buddhist teaching, nothing. You can see it by scientific evidence and proof. It's just that the scientists probably don't know that the black hole is a force of darkness, of hell. Yes, and probably they have not discovered that whatever the planet or the star that has similar energy to the black hole, that will be eaten up, shredded, and swallow up by the black hole. That probably the scientists cannot prove by physical means.
Yes, Master.
Only the developed spiritual person can know all this.
Right.
Because nobody explained this before to anybody.
Yes, Master.
You are the first ones to hear this in the whole universe. All right. Did that answer your question?
Yes, Master.
Completely, yeah? You 100% happy?
Yes, Master.
No, not really happy. It's a sad thing. But what I mean is you're happy with my answer, yeah?
Yes, Master.
Good.
Delightful viewers, we appreciate your company for today's episode entitled The Ten Commandments and Moses and the Ants, Part 1 of 13, All Between Master and Disciples. Coming up next is Selections from the Pathway of Life by Leo Tolstoy, Vegetarian, Volume 2, Effort, Part 1 of 2 on Words of Wisdom. Right after Noteworthy News. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more positive programming. May you find inner tranquility and bliss during meditation.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule and suprememastertv.com/BMD.
Be veg, go green to save the planet.